Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Kamala Harris presidential campaign's first video is getting people talking with its star power. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kamala Harris's presidential campaign has rolled out its first video with a pop culture flair.
In this election, we each face a question.
The video underscores a central campaign message about what kind of nation Americans want.
We choose freedom.
Set to a Beyoncé soundtrack, the video is being highlighted on social media as the campaign looks to reach younger voters.
Let's get to work.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have been delayed as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the United States. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A ceasefire meeting in Doha between officials from Egypt, Israel, the United States and Qatar has been postponed by Israeli officials. The Israeli authorities said their negotiating team was delayed and would likely be dispatched next week. The news comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave a fiery speech to U.S. Congress, where he vowed to press on with Israel's offensive in Gaza, despite signaling a ceasefire deal could be taking shape. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters gathered near the U.S. Capitol to denounce the war. The health ministry in Gaza says more than 39,100 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli military since October the 7th, when 1,200 Israelis were killed by Hamas militants. I'm Karen Chamas.
The top U.S. general said on Thursday Israel still has not shared its day-after plan for Gaza once the war with Hamas ends. The remarks follow Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress on Wednesday that sketched only a vague outline of a post-war Gaza. This is VOA News. German politicians insisted better protection was needed for the country's airports on Thursday after climate activists were able to breach fences and disrupt air traffic for the second day in a row. Ilan Rubens from Reuters reports.
The German Interior Minister, Nancy Faeser, criticized the blockades as dangerous, dumb, and criminal, and lambasted airport operators for not securing their sites more effectively. Faeser wants to punish unauthorized airfield access with up to 2 years in jail. Traffic at Frankfurt Airport, Germany's busiest, was halted temporarily on Thursday after the activists blocked runways by gluing themselves to the tarmac. They said protesters were able to cut through a wire mesh fence to access the airport grounds. Their actions came a day after similar disruption affected Cologne-Bonn Airport.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. Israeli forces retrieved the remains of five Israelis killed during Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel, whose bodies had been taken to the Gaza Strip, says Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer.
You may have seen that Israeli security services have retrieved the bodies of five hostages from Hamas captivity. The rescue was carried out yesterday.
The Israeli army said the bodies of Maya Goren, as well as soldiers Tomer Achimas and Kirill Brodsky, along with Rachid Aharon Katz and Oren Golden, military reservists, had been returned to Israel following a rescue operation. A joint U.S.-Canada Aerospace Command says two Chinese and two Russian military planes were tracked flying over international waters near Alaska. At a news conference, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States has been concerned about the growing ties between China and Russia.
This is the first time that we've seen these two countries fly together like that. They didn't enter our airspace. I think the closest point of approach was about 200 miles off the coast. But this is a thing that we track very closely.
However, the flight did not come as a surprise to the United States.
We closely monitored these aircraft, tracked the aircraft, intercepted the aircraft, which demonstrates that our forces are at the ready.
While Russia's military has long been active in the North Pacific, China has emerged as a new actor in recent years as its growing navy and air force expands their presence farther from the country's shores. Catholic Church leaders in southern Mexico have made a desperate plea for the Mexican government to protect communities from drug cartels that extract protection payments and use locals as human shields near the border with Guatemala. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti.